What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk, we have JRMC Foundation Director Lisa Jackson and Marketing Manager Katie Ryan Anderson. And Katie and Lisa, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It doesn't seem like long that we've talked about the Golf for Good, but we have another wonderful golf event coming up here on July 31st. It is Golf for Angels, created numerous years ago, and it was created for a very good cause, right, Lisa?
Yeah. Dr. Mandy Sorley, her husband Dave, and their entire family came up with an idea to support families that have experienced infant loss. It's a tremendous tragedy that nobody wants to go through, and it's definitely heartbreaking. But Dr. Sorley, who is a provider at Sanford Health, you know, she delivers so many babies during the course of the year, and many times that's a happy time. But what really struck her and her family is what do we do? What can we do when these families can't take their child home? And so they created Golf for Angels, and 100% of the proceeds from this event goes towards paying the medical bills for the families that experience infant loss or sudden infant loss too at JRMC.
And now this is not just for, you know, this is a pretty big age range too. It's from birth to 4 months of age, right?
Yes, from 16 weeks gestation in pregnancy through 4 months.
And we talked a little bit before we jumped on here, just the importance of when a family is dealing with a loss that significant, having this kind of present and the ability to use that and not worry about maybe financial burdens that come with that, so you can grieve in a time like that, makes that just that much more important, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where we've seen the power of healing and supporting each other. It feels good when, you know, sometimes you don't have the words or the resources to take away that pain other than saying, you know what, we'll cover this cost. Go be with your family, grieve, and we'll be here for you. And so this event, it feels very good, even for those that have experienced loss themselves. But for many of the providers, our doctors in the community attend this event, families and their friends. And it is just a beautiful day where we get to be together and support this cause.
And I think that's the most beautiful thing about Golf for Angels is the ability to come together. And it's not, you know, while it is kind of a sobering thing that you're raising money for, the ability to come together and really just support one another just makes this a huge event. July 31st, how do they get signed up for this, Lisa? Mm-hmm. What do we do to sign up for this? And what does the day entail?
Yes, they can call JRMC Foundation and sign up by calling us 952-4880, or they can go on to the website jrmcnd.com and click under events, and they can sponsor. They can purchase a really sweet t-shirt made by 701 Apparel, and then see other ways. We have a wine poll, silent auction, and there is a website that lists all of our sponsors, all of those items within that registration link.
Perfect. Katie Ryan Anderson, Lisa Jackson, our guests right now on Let's Talk About It, talking about Golf for Angels on July 31st out at the Jamestown Country Club, I believe. Right, Lisa?
Yes.
So we want you to get signed up. Is there a deadline, and how much does it cost to get signed up for this?
You know, we will take registrations until we're full. Sure. I will tell you that every year we've maxed out this tournament. So register early. We do a VIP package for those that are registered here by July 4th. We'll throw all those names in a hat and add a little extra fun for the day. But it's $75 per golfer, and that includes your 9 holes of golf, cart, lunch, all of those contests and prizes, and as well as we do commemorative photos. So we have a team that comes out, the Pick Squad, and gets a photo that you can print out or download with your team for the day.
I love it. Yeah. And again, with multiple ways, if you're not a golfer, but you still want to support, like Lisa said, wine pull, silent auction, there's multiple ways. And I think, Katie, we even talked about the possibility of maybe even volunteering if somebody wants to help out that way, too.
You bet. There's volunteer opportunities within the golf tournament itself and then certainly within JRMC. So if that's something that is close to your heart, we'd sure love to have a conversation. And they can call the foundation at 952-4880 or certainly check us out online, jrmcnd.com.
All right. So again, Golf for Angels, July 31st. Katie or Lisa, anything else you guys would like to mention about the upcoming event here?
Just again, a thank you to the community for making this possible. This is a tough thing for families to have to go through and to show support in this way has to help in a little way and in a big way. So thanks to the community for this kind of support and all the support they've shown JRMC over the last 90 or so years.
Wow, wonderful. So again, get signed up, Golf for Angels on July 31st. And Katie and Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.